want to take a second. Is there any veteran here this morning that wasn't here on Veterans Day? I gave out some really nice pens in honor of our veterans. Is there anybody here, a veteran of the United States military, that you weren't here on Veterans Day last Sunday? Anybody here that wasn't a veteran that wasn't here last week? All right. Very good. I didn't want to overlook anybody with that. Amen. I have been blessed, huh? Somebody tell me a blessing before we get preaching here. Come on, speak up. Somebody tell me a blessing. I've been blessed.
Freedom to serve Christ.
Freedom to serve Christ. Amen. Tell me a blessing.
Salvation.
Salvation.
God's promises.
God's promises. Tell me a blessing.
Church this morning.
Church this morning. Amen.
Christian fellowship.
Christian fellowship. Amen. Tell me a blessing. Amen. God's written word. Someone else, tell me a blessing.
Family.
Family. I didn't see where it came from. Brother Travis. All right, family. Tell me a blessing.
Godly parents.
Godly parents. John.
Life.
Life. Amen. Someone else, a blessing.
Atonement.
Pardon me?
Atonement of Christ.
Atonement of Christ. Jesus paid it all. All right, yes, someone else. Children serving God. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Someone else, a blessing. I have been blessed.
Freedom.
God's forgiveness. Amen. If we're not for His mercies, we'd be consumed. Because He forgives, we can serve Him. In Psalms, I forget the psalm, but that thought is presented. Someone else, a blessing. Come on. God's love. Amen. Immeasurable. The love of God, greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the farthest star and reaches to the lowest hell. All right. Someone else. A blessing. I'll preach. All right. What's that? Amen. Whosoever will may come. What a blessing that is. If you'd have written our name, you find out there's someone else with the same name as you. Did he mean me? Yeah, whosoever means you, doesn't it? All right, anybody else? Take your Bibles then, please. Hebrews chapter number 13, if you would. Hebrews chapter number 13. Thank you, ladies, and pianist Heidi for that song. It was a blessing. May, nice to see you this morning. All right, good to see you back there today. Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 10. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. I want to talk about thankful moments this morning. Thankful moments. Thankful moments will make days of gratitude. Days of gratitude will shape thankful people. And thankful people bring glory to God. But it takes some thankful moments. Thankful moments. Let's just look to the Lord in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the opportunity to be here. As Bob said, we're thankful for our church service. What a blessing to come together because of you, around your word, together with God's people, those who've believed the same things, gathering around the word to hear the truth. Lord, what a blessing for which we're thankful that we have this place for this people, this church, to come together. We ask you to bless us. Lord, so many of the things that people have already shared, we're so deeply grateful for. And Lord, this time of year causes us to ratchet up our thankful moments. And I pray that as a result, you'd be glorified, we'd be enriched. Bless this time together. If there's anybody that's not 100% sure of their own personal salvation, I pray that they'd make sure today. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thankful moments. The Bible says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." That is, if there's any question in your mind what that means, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. "But to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." Thank offerings were part of the divinely established sacrifices that God set up for his people. Thank offerings, praise offerings to God. Even before the law, sacrifice offerings were made to the Lord out of the sense of gratitude and or thanksgiving. For instance, there's the thankful moment that Noah demonstrated when he, after he'd been in the ark for 300 some days, there was Noah who demonstrated a thankful moment. The Bible says Noah went forth and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kinds went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, "I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I have done." Noah and his family had been preserved from the global judgment of the great flood, which destroyed every man, woman, and child, and every living thing that crept upon the earth. They'd been spared from that. And when the flood waters receded and God gave the okay for Noah and his family to exit the ark, Noah offered sacrifices to the Lord from every clean animal he'd taken on the ark. Remember, God told him to take two of every kind, but of the clean animals, seven. God had a purpose in mind for that. Of every clean animal, God had instructed him to take seven of those, and God, in doing so, had provided not only deliverance by the ark, but also in that deliverance, God provided a means for sacrifice in the number of clean animals that he gave them. There's no doubt that when they got off the ark, Noah offered to God that offering out of thanksgiving for God's deliverance from judgment and also God's provision in that deliverance. Think about it. Could you imagine how grateful you would be to be the only family alive? You know, there's going to be a day when the trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. There's going to be a great time of thanksgiving before the Lord. We'll thank him for the blood that he shed, for redeeming us out of every nation, out of every tongue, out of every tribe. We will be thankful. And God will be providing the place for us to give thanks. And so Noah, as soon as he gets off the ark, the first thing he does is he offers a thank offering. We ought to stop in our lives and remember that from which we have been delivered. and stop and thank the Lord. You've heard me say often that I know if I got what I deserved, I would go to hell. If we got what we deserved, we would spend an eternity in the lake of fire. But we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And one of the things that ought to come from us are more as moments of thanksgiving for the fact that we've been redeemed, washed in the blood, saved, justified, forgiven. Thankful to God for that. A thankful moment. It lasted more than a moment. But what a great time of reflection as Noah and his family sat around together and offered to God praise and thanks for his great deliverance and for having the wisdom and forethought to provide the extra animals for sacrifice back to God. So, thanksgiving for deliverance, but for provision in Noah's time, moment of thanks. And thinking of that, it's interesting how that when they gave that offering, as it was burnt upon the altar, God was blessed by the savor of that burnt offering. You know how when you come home and there's hamburgers on the grill? Amen? And you smell that, or you drive by a restaurant and they're cooking something like that, you say, I feel led to go in, you know. It's very enticing. You know, that smell, that burnt offering was to God a sweet-smelling savor. Here, Noah, who found grace in my sight when I brought judgment on the world for sin, is now turning back to me with a grateful heart for my deliverance and my provision. He's taken a moment for thanks. Then there was Abraham, who I believe demonstrated truly in his sacrifice, not just the sacrifice God had commanded, but certainly it had to be a thankful moment. The Bible says Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind the ram, or behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord shall it be seen. Abraham, and that story, of course, had set up an altar to offer sacrifice unto the Lord. You and I both know the one whom he was commanded to offer, don't we? He was commanded to offer Isaac on the sacrifice. And Isaac went up with Abraham and said, you know, here's the wood and stuff for fire. Where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, the Lord himself shall provide himself an offering, a lamb. Abraham had told him the Lord would provide himself a sacrifice. Yet Abraham bound his son that day to slay him as a sacrifice of obedience to God. We could delve into reflection on that thought. What would you be willing to offer to God if he commanded you? We hold on to everything with dear life. And you know, parents need to understand that children are not theirs. Children are God's. They're on loan to us from God. Amen. It's our responsibility to take them and rear them and teach them and train them to give them back to the Lord as a steward would give back that which has been his responsibility and say, okay, Lord, here's your child for your use. But Abraham, in his offering, was a step farther. He bound his son to slay his son. The son that God had promised from Sarah, not Hagar. And he offered that son, put him on the altar, drew back his hand, ready to slay him. And all of a sudden, bah, the ram caught in the thicket. And Abraham took the ram and offered it in place of his son. Now that sacrifice was a sacrifice given to Abraham to obey. He was supposed to do that. And God provided a lamb instead of his son. But I can't help but think there were intense, deep, great, reflective moments, thankful moments in the heart of Abraham as all of a sudden, instead of slaying his son, there is a ram. The Lord himself will provide a sacrifice. I can't imagine the gratitude he had for God that he didn't have to actually do that to his son. Moments of gratitude. We have no idea how many times wonderful things God has done for us to spare our hurt and pain. If you've had children in a war zone and they've come home, you know a little bit of the feeling of gratitude to God. Amen? A little bit. And so Abraham, yes, out of obedience, and the lamb, certainly a type of Jesus Christ, God himself in Christ reconciling the world to himself, God providing himself a sacrifice and a substitutionary death, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, dying in place of us as the lamb came in place of Abraham's son. In a picture of complete submission to the Father, Isaac completely yielding to Abraham, who is yielded to God, and Jesus Christ completely yielded to the will of his Father, yielding himself to die, becoming obedient even to the death of the cross. So many wonderful pictures there. But yet also, I think, moments of thankfulness, gratitude from Abraham's life that he didn't have to slay his own son. The name that Abraham gave to that place was Jehovah, God, the self-existent one, Jehovah Jireh. God sees with the aspect of seeing to provide. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, the self-existent one, sees and provides. The God that Abraham worshipped saw his need and provided on the mountain the sacrifice he needed in place of his son. And how grateful he was for that. You see, God sees and God provides for all of our needs. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Philippians, as he encouraged people to give, and he said, and he mentioned how that others had given, and he said, "My God shall supply all your need." To the church at Philippi had been sacrificial in their giving. He said, "My God shall supply all your need." This morning we ought to have thankful moments where we stop and think about the wonderful provision of God. I tell you, as the ladies sang that song, my heart was blessed. How about yours? Think of all the things. I thought, wow, they could just keep on singing that forever. I'd be glad to close the service when they're done. But they quit. But it was so sweet. Thinking of the provision, the country, what Christ has done for us. Abraham had moments of thankfulness. The Israelites were instructed to have thankful moments. God gave the Israelites instructions in the law concerning thanksgiving or praise offerings. In Leviticus chapter 7 it says, "And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried." In other words, apple pie, okay? No. "Beside the cakes, he shall offer for his offering unleavened bread with a sacrifice of thanksgiving for his peace offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for a heave offering to the Lord. And it shall be the priest that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings and the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it's offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. The tabernacle where the offerings were made was set up outside the camp. And they were to bring these peace offerings and offer to the Lord and eat them there before the Lord as a thanksgiving. You know, I wonder how many times as we sit at the Thanksgiving table, we stop and we really thank God as we eat the meal. It's funny to watch people that are ashamed to pray in public. I'm always blessed if I sit down in a restaurant and I see another couple or a family bow their head and pray. Amen. Does that bless you? It's a testimony for the Lord. And we all do. We stop and we, Lord, thank you for the food. Bless it to our bodies. Dig in. Amen. But as we're digging in, it ought to be continual. Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for this. I thought, and I mentioned it the other Wednesday night, how many people around the world, but even in our own country, I've had people tell me they're very hungry and they need something. Thank God for the pantry that we have, that I've given out lots of food this year. Amen. People call. You know what? I don't care what reason they're hungry. If they're hungry, we want to feed them if we can. And as they offered the sacrifice of praise or thanksgiving, they were to eat it with a thankful heart. And the tabernacle where the offering was made was set up outside the camp. The Bible says Moses took the tabernacle, pitched it without the camp, far from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. It came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. When a person wanted to seek the Lord, they went outside the camp to the tabernacle. The skins of the sin offerings, the priests of the Old Testament were burnt without the camp. The bullock for the sin offering, the Bible says, and the goat for the sin offering whose blood was brought in to make atonement for the holy place shall one carry without the camp, and they shall burn it in the fire, their skins, their flesh, and their dung. In our passage that we read this morning, a contrast is made between the Old Testament offerings and our offerings today. The Old Testament priests burnt the skins outside the camp. The sacrifice we read in the passage of Jesus Christ on the cross was outside the camp, outside the walls of Jerusalem, on the hill of Golgotha. His blood was shed outside the camp as well, but then sprinkled, I believe, on the mercy seat in the tabernacle of heaven. As he became a reproach, bearing our sin outside the camp, we come away from the camp to him, bearing his reproach. See, when we have moments of thanksgiving, we leave all others and come to Jesus away from everything else. We leave our sin to come to Jesus. We leave religion to come to Jesus. We leave the acceptance of people for the acceptance of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, by the which will we're sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. For by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So by Him, by Christ, by His all-sufficient one-time sacrifice, we who have accepted His sacrifice for sins, we now can make thankful offerings. So then, as others whom God has spared in history, we think of Noah, think of Isaac with Abraham. As God has spared others and they showed gratitude, God spared us in salvation and we're to have some thankful moments. Notice the offering The scripture says here in Hebrews chapter 13, if you're still there, the offering it says that we can make in verses 15 and 16 of Hebrews 13. Would you look at that with me, please? Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. We don't today make sacrifice offerings on an altar as did Noah and Abraham, and as did the Old Testament priests on behalf of the Old Testament believer. We do not have to come to God with an offering for our sin. Jesus did that once. But we do, we can, we should come to God with offerings made acceptable through the blood of Jesus Christ. Unlike the Old Testament priests that offered for others, we, as New Testament believers, we believe in the priesthood of the believer. We can come to God through Christ for our own selves. Amen? There are two basic sacrifices here the Bible speaks of us to offer, and I think it's in view of thanksgiving or thankful moments. The first here is a verbal offering. If you'd notice there in verse number 15, it says, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name, which is supposed to be continual. You know, Noah only got off the ark once. Abraham only offered that sacrifice one time. But here it says we're supposed to offer this offering continually. I think if we find ourselves talking about that which does not display gratitude, we can't be in compliance with this expectation. We all drift into that, don't we? We drift into the melancholy, man, this is bad, this is going bad, this is bad. And we oftentimes drift off into the fruit of our lips being things for which we're not thankful. But it's interesting here, this passage as believers, it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. What's the next word? Continually. If we're not thankful, then we might slip into the realm of ingratitude. But if we're showing and displaying and speaking of things for which we're grateful, we're going to keep praising God continually and keep ourselves on the up and up like we should. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. And so God wants us to come before him with words of praise and thanksgiving. He's accepted us before his very throne through Christ. And he now wants to accept our praise and thanks through Christ. So where are our thankful moments? We ought to stop, thank God about the salvation that we have. The songwriter said, oh, I never will forget the day when Jesus washed my sins away. I hope the Thanksgiving time, not only during the month of November, but as you each day praise the Lord with thankful lips, I hope that you stop and reflect upon where you were. Remember, as I read earlier this week, remembering the rock from whence you were hewn. You've been chiseled out of old dead rock and made a living stone in Christ. Stop and think about it. My Thanksgiving, I always stop and part of my Thanksgiving ritual in my own mind is just to go back and reflect upon the day that I came to know the Lord as my Savior. Wow. My salvation. We thought, as we mentioned Sunday night or Wednesday night, thinking about people in our lives. I'm reminded how wonderful as they sang the song, and just tears came to my eyes. We Think about the parents that reared us. Amen. Your mom and dad, my mom and dad weren't perfect, but they're sure better than I am. And I thank God, the fruit of my lips, thanking God for the home that he put me in. You know, as a kid, I was a brat sometimes. As an adult, I sometimes am too. No amens. But you know, I'm so thankful. There was a time, I'll make a confession. Confession's good for the soul, right? There was a time that as a, now they call it preteen or adolescent, you know, young as a young adolescent, there was a time that I wished that my dad would get out of the ministry so I could be like the other kids. Oh, am I thankful today that he didn't. Amen? Am I thankful that they stayed faithful to the Lord? The fruit of our lips, giving praise unto God, giving thanks to his name, people, provisions. Lord, wow, how amazing you are that in me getting stuff into the ark, you made provision for me to have a sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. And we ought to stop and just say, wow, how blessed I am. When you're able to help somebody with some need, you ought to stop and say, God, thank you that you've met my needs and I can help somebody else. Times, talent, finances, things, however. And the protection, you think about Isaac. I kind of have a little bit of thought in my mind that when Isaac and Abraham heard that, if they heard him, that ram. And when he was loosed from the rope, I kind of think Isaac was a little thankful. Amen? Amen? Now, Abraham believed. He saw Christ in a figure, the Bible says, in that he believed that he believed. This was Abraham by faith offering, according to Hebrews. He believed that if he slew his only son, born by promise through Sarah, he believed that God was able to raise him from the dead. That doesn't give an excuse to hurt your child now, okay? He believed that God was able to raise him from the dead, and Hebrews tells us from whence he received him in a figure. I think he saw Christ and the crucified and risen Savior in a figure, in a type, and what he believed about his son. But I believe both he and his son were grateful. You know, I look at our lives and say, God, thank you for the things you protected me from that I know nothing about. Stopping and having, if you please, thankful moments. I tell you, thankful moments make grateful days. Grateful days make thankful people that glorify God. So these times here, we ought to stop and with our mouth praise God. The Bible says in Psalms, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You know, think about that for a minute. People ought to be walking to church. Praise the Lord. Thank God I can be here today. We ought to just try that. Everybody come in service as you walk through the door and say, thank God I get to be here today. Thank God for the church. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for this place. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Everybody comes in the door. Thank you, Lord. That'd be great. But people come here and they say, what is wrong with these folks? No, it's what's right with us, right? That should make the difference. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. I have the same baton of truth my dad had. And you take it back. We got the same thing. It endures to all generations. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. That's the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good. For his good, for his mercy endureth forever. We should praise and thank the Lord for His goodness, for His greatness, for His grace, for His provisions. We should speak of His goodness before others and sing of His greatness unto each other. Each of us needs to step outside the camp, away from everybody else, everything else, and offer some thank offerings to God. Thankful moments. The story of the 10 lepers illustrates one who left the camp of the other 9 to go back and give glory to God. God's currently looking for people who have received His goodness to return and give glory with their lips to Him. The sacrifice of our sins was paid in Christ. Can't we offer Him a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving? The second sacrifice, the Bible says here in Hebrews, is found in verse 16. Notice it says, "But to do good and to communicate, forget not." Read the last phrase of verse 16 with me. Ready? "For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." Read that again. Ready? "For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." The sacrifice of praise to God, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And then the sacrifice with which God is well pleased. Well pleased, that's the thought of Him smelling the barbecue. He's well pleased with that. "With such sacrifices, God is well pleased." Here, the Bible says, doing good and communicating. And that's not cell phone communication, text, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. Okay? The communicating there is the idea of giving and sharing. Notice that. To do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. We can offer God the sacrifice of doing good and communicating with others. The doing good is the benevolent, beneficial action that we do for someone else. It really reflects grace. God, in His kindness toward us, sent Christ to die for us. That was His benevolent action. God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's God's benevolent action. And God says here to do good, to act in benevolence toward other people, to say, you know what, I have means to meet their need, whether they're worthy or not. I want to try to help. That is a sacrifice that God smells from the throne of heaven, says, I'm well pleased with that. Communicating is that idea of sharing together. So we offer to God a well-pleasing sacrifice of sharing with others of the blessings and bounty that God Himself has showered upon us. There's a song that was popular when I was a teenager. It was a Christian song, but it's called Pass It On. How many of you have heard that before? Well, it's time to sing it. Not enough people know it, right? But and the idea is taking what God has given, His love, His grace, His salvation, other things, taking that and passing it on to others. And that's what is well-pleasing to God. It's my people have come out of the ark. They've been preserved, protected, delivered. They're grateful and thankful for the blessings I've given them. And my people are showing my love to others and being benevolent and kind and sharing what they have with other people. God says, that smells so good. And what God is looking for is for people to have thankful moments that translate into benevolent actions, which are a sacrifice that God says, I really like that. I accept you through the blood of Christ, and now having accepted you, I really like what I smell coming from the aroma of your life. That's what God's looking for. You know, we drop back into what has God done for me lately. Oh, let's see. What can I give God thanks for? Oh, boy. Didn't get that brand new Mercedes I was looking for. What can I give God? Hey, listen. God says, why don't you stop and have a thankful moment and reflect upon what I've done for you, what I am to you. Why don't you praise me publicly, tell others what I've done for you. And then why don't you take of that bounty that I've given you and why don't you kind of spread it around? And God says, I'll smell that from heaven. I'll be so pleased that my children are reflecting my love and care. But to do so, we got to step outside the camp. We have to leave the camp of most people and become numbered with the few, the one of ten, who return to give God glory with our lips, with our lives, with thanksgiving, and with sharing. The greatest offering, I think, is described in Romans 12:1, which says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual, reasonable service. Giving of ourselves on the altar of service to God out of gratitude for His mercies. Where does it start? It starts with thankful moments where we stop and reflect on where we would be were it not for God's salvation. Where it stops and reflects on what we would have were it not for God's provision. Where it stops and reflects on what could have happened in our lives were it not for God's protection. Where we stop and we have moments where we think about how God has helped us through people. And then we say, I want to thank you, Lord, for this. And I want to share, Lord, with others because of what you've done. And then we say, and here I am to do what you want me to do. Thankful moments in our lives will lead us to grateful service with our lives. Did you hear that? Thankful moments in our lives will lead us to grateful service with our lives. We should speak of His goodness, giving Him thanks. We should serve Him with our lives out of gratitude for His goodness. And so I say this morning, or I ask, would you take time for thankful moments today and every day? It'd be good to start each day with, God, thank you for this day you've given to me. Thank you for the health and strength. Thank you for my family, my provision. Thank you for my opportunities. What a difference of outlook it is if God gets the sacrifice of praise from us first. And He said, make it continual. Would you take time to praise and thank the Lord with your lips and with your life? Would you make it a point to share His goodness with others because that's an acceptable sacrifice? And then I can't help but ask the question. The greatest act of ingratitude toward God is to reject the gift of eternal life He has offered through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall He be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith He was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite to the Spirit of grace. God is highly offended when someone rejects his offer of salvation. And so I would ask, have you accepted the salvation God offers through the sacrifice of his Son? That's where gratitude starts. Lord, you've done that for me. You know what I've found that is the hardest for people to grasp and accept? Is a gift given to them out of love that all they need to do is accept it. We all gristle at it, don't we? Hello? We gristle at it. We say, boy, you know what? You don't have to do that. If a lost person does that, it's the height of ingratitude. God says, I've paid it all. You couldn't pay it. I offer it to you. Will you accept his Son as your Savior? That's where gratitude starts. Yes, God, you did that for me. I accept it. Yes, Lord, you provided an ark and the means to sacrifice. I accept it. Yes, Lord, you provided a substitute for my Son. I accept it and I'm grateful. Yes, Lord, you've provided a substitute for me in Christ. I accept it. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Save me. And then we offer back thankful moments to the Lord. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word this morning. And Lord, the examples in Scripture, and there'd be so many that we couldn't count them. We looked at Noah momentarily and Abraham, the children of Israel, and what they're expected in thank offerings. And that, Lord, you expect that from us as your children. Lord, help us to have thankful moments that produce grateful days and lives of thankful service. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts this morning. If there's anybody that has never personally accepted, received the free gift you offer of salvation and forgiveness of sins, a home in heaven, through Jesus Christ, may they trust him today. May they accept your gift in Christ. And then, Lord, I pray that you'd help each person here to walk with thankful moments throughout the day, each day, continually have a heart of gratitude to you for all that you've done. Help us. Help me. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed right now. First, I'd say, is there anybody here? Eyes are closed. No one looking to say, preacher, I believe and have for a long time that Jesus died for me on the cross and rose again so that I could be saved. But I've never personally accepted that gift from him. Admitting to him I'm a sinner and believing that he died and rose for me, I've never turned from sin and asked him to be my Savior. I want to trust Christ today and accept the offer that God has given me. I'm grateful for it. And I'll accept that today. Who'd slip up their hand? Anybody this morning, preacher? I want to make sure of my salvation once and for all. How many would say this morning, Pastor, by the grace of God, I want to obey this command in Hebrews and have the fruit of my lips being praise, thankfulness to God continually. I don't want to drift off into ingratitude. Pray for me that I would take that and put it into practice in my life. Who'd slip up their hand today? God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. What a difference it'll make to you, your impact to others, and certainly it'll be a sweet savor to God, according